Ladies and gentlemen, Garfield and friends.
We're
ready
to party. I hope you bring lots of spaghetti.
I'm scared. Come on in, come to the place where fun never ends. Come on in, it's time to party with Garfield and friends. Dancing.
Fiesta.
Romancing.
Siesta.
Samba.
La bamba.
Ay, caramba.
Disguises.
Disguises.
Surprises.
Surprises.
And pies up.
And pies up.
All sizes.
Come on in, come to the place where fun never ends.
I haven't had so much fun since Nermal fell in the mud.
Why not a cartoon show about a cat?
Why not indeed?
I'll draw the cartoons and you can model for me. Okay, Garfield, pose. Try to look like a typical cat. Maybe I can find a photo of a typical cat. I think you'll really like my idea for a new cartoon show, Mr. Sprocket. Here it is.
Does he fly through space, or rap dance, or battle ninjas, or save the universe? I mean, what does he do?
He sleeps and eats lasagna.
Dull, dull, dull. Kids today don't want to watch a cartoon about a cat.
They're culturally deprived.
Come on, Arbuckle. Let me show you what the cartoon business is all about.
This is where all those people sit doing all those drawings?
Drawings? Other studios have people doing drawings. Here, we do it all by computer. It's modern, it's efficient, and it saves a lot of money. Am I right?
Are the cartoons better?
Nah, but you can't have everything. Now, I'll show you how to make your idea into a real cartoon series. First, we'll digitize your cat.
Digitize? I don't know what that is, but already I don't like it.
Here, a cartoon about a brainless dog. Much better idea.
I don't want to be a cartoon character. Cartoon characters have to work on Saturday morning. I personally sleep late.
This isn't going to hurt Garfield, is it?
Nah, not a bit. I'm just going to digitize him into a computer image. Once he's a computer image, I can put him into a cartoon and show you how it works. There he is. He's a computer image now. I can redesign him a little so he'll look a little more like a TV cartoon.
I feel strange and badly drawn.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does look pretty bad, Odie.
Hey, wait. We can change the design.
This is as bad as I could possibly look. I was wrong. This is worse.
Can you make him look like Garfield?
Wait. I'll show you the newest trend in cartoon shows. Baby Garfield.
Could you just put him back to the way he's supposed to be?
Well, if you want to be non-creative about it.
Thank you. You guys should know better than to try and improve on perfection.
Why is he moving like that?
Cheap animation. Here, I'll fix that.
Somebody get me out of this cartoon.
Now I'll show you how to make your cat idea into an interesting cartoon show.
The interplanetary exploits of space felines.
Space feline?
Watch as space feline defends the galaxy against the attack of the Martian marauders.
Martian marauders?
As Space Feline drives the invaders away with his interplanetary laser phaser master blaster beam.
Where's my interplanetary microphone or whatever you said?
And you can get your own interplanetary laser phaser master blaster beam for only $99.95 at toy stores everywhere.
It's not working.
Some assembly required. Batteries not included.
Batteries not included? Anyone out there have about 600 AAA batteries? Help! Someone! Anyone! Get me out of here!
Get him out of that cartoon!
All right, I'll try a different kind of cartoon.
Ooh, this ain't bad.
He seems to be in some sort of lost valley.
Yeah, that's right. And as we all know, every single Lost Valley in cartoon shows contains dinosaurs.
Oh, no. That's either a Tyrannosaurus or another appearance by John's Uncle Ed. Either way, let me out of here.
Mr. Sprocket!
All right. I got other cartoon show formats here. Now, how about a show where three kids and a cat expose phony ghosts every week, eh?
No.
How about a show where a rock band travels around the world and gets into trouble in every city?
No.
How about a show?
No! I just wanted to do a cartoon show about a cat. Just a common, lazy, lasagna-loving cat.
No one would watch a show about that. Uh-oh!
What's that?
The computer. It's overloading!
No. I think I'm in a disaster movie now.
I can't stop it!
Mr. Sprocket! Garfield! You're Garfield again!
I'd like to get a second opinion.
Where did Mr. Sprocket go? I'd better call the police. Or someone.
Yeah, we've searched the entire building. There's no sign of this Mr. Sprocket.
But he was here. He put my cat into a computer and into a cartoon.
Yeah, right.
Really?
Well, I suggest you go home, and if anything turns up, we'll call you.
They didn't believe me.
Hey, it happened to me, and I'm not sure I believe you.
Well, I guess my idea for a cartoon show about a cat wasn't such a hot idea. But I still can't figure out what happened to Mr. Sprocket.
Guy, what's this show?
Oh, some new cartoon.
Another one of those shows?
Yeah. Let's go play hopscotch.
Help! I'm trapped in a lost valley and a Tyrannosaurus is chasing me! Help! Help!
During the harvest, Wade, everybody has to pitch in.
Tomato Express coming through, man. Like, beep, beep. Wow, it's like a vertical salad bar in here, dudes.
Our whole harvest is going to be in there, Wade. We're counting on you.
Don't count on me. The only thing I'm dependable at is failure. I will give it my all. And yes, I know it ain't much.
Are you really having Wade guard the silo, Orson?
I need everyone else out in the fields. And look at all the chores that have to be done around here. And someone left all that dirt next to the old tractor shed. And there's my evil brothers hiding in the bushes. My evil brothers hiding in the bushes!
Oh, set off the alarm! That's the guest killing alarm!
Must be Orson's brothers!
Ooh, the alarm! Ooh, I should go! Ooh, no, I should stay! Oh, ooh, no, I should stay and go! Right, when all else fails, hide!
They spotted it!
Let's get out of here!
Get him!
did it!
We chased them off.
That's odd. They usually put up more of a fight than that.
Maybe they're turning chicken.
Watch it!
Sorry. Well, I need to get some blueberries out of the silo to make pie. I'm worried our harvest will get stolen.
I have Wade guarding the silo.
That's why I'm worried.
Well?
All clear. Come on out, Wade.
Oh, no!
Our vegetables! They aren't!
You noticed that too, huh?
This silo was full of vegetables an hour ago!
My carrots!
My corn!
My tomatoes!
All our work, months of growing, gone because of you!
I know. I am a useless duck. We would all have been much better off had I never been hatched.
Oh, poor Wade.
I feel sorry for him too, Booker. But if Wade isn't prepared to do something more in this world than hide, maybe he is useless.
Ah, poor me, poor Wade.
Hey, why are you such a useless, craven coward, Wade Duck?
Help!
Someone fell in the water, and it wasn't me.
I can't swim.
Here, catch this.
You saved my life.
Yeah, must have been an accident. I can't do anything. Who are you?
I am an angel.
An angel? But I'm still alive. Not that it matters much.
Oh, but it does matter. Everyone makes a difference in the world. I take people into fantasy sequences and show them what the world would be like if they had never lived.
Oh, yeah. Like that movie they show 7 million times every Christmas.
Take my hand and I will show you.
What the world would have been like if I had never been born? Okay. It's got to be an improvement.
There's your friend, Orson.
Hi, Orson.
Hi. Who are you?
I'm your friend, Wade Duck.
Sorry, I don't know any Wade Duck.
Booker, who are you, stranger?
Stranger? Don't you recognize me?
Well, how could I recognize you? I've never seen you before in my life. Ooh, I'll get you, worm!
You see, in this world, you never existed. Now, I shall make you invisible like me so you can observe it.
No one knows who I am.
Ah, but look how different everything is without you. Orson is reading a book in his waller.
He's always reading a book in his waller.
Roy Rooster is flirting with all the chickens.
Roy always flirts with all the chickens.
I do not disagree with you.
You just did.
I did not.
Lanolin and Bo are arguing.
Lanolin and Bo are always arguing.
This is the way the world would be if Wade Duck had never been born.
Everything's the same. Booker is still chasing worms, and Orson's brothers are still stealing vegetables. And Orson's brothers are stealing vegetables! Those are the vegetables I was guarding!
Not in this world. You don't exist in this world.
Put me back where I do exist. I can make a difference.
If you insist.
I am me again!
I think.
Lanolin, Bo, do you know who I am?
Like, of course.
You're the most cowardly, useless duck on this planet.
Ooh, they know me.
Orson, I know where the vegetables went to. Your brothers took them.
Wade, my brothers never got anywhere near the silo.
Yes, they did. I'll show you how. I saw them sneaking out of the old tractor shed with the vegetables.
Wade, you are just making excuses for your failure to guard the silo.
Oh, yeah? Peek in the window.
Come on, let's get the rest of the veggie tables out of the tunnel.
They'll never guess how we got them.
They dug a tunnel to get into the silo. Wade, I apologize.
Who knew?
I should have guessed. That's where that mound of dirt came from. Come on. The other end of the tunnel must be in here. Yep, there it is. Wade, I have an idea.
I want to help. I want to make a difference.
You already have. Okay, Wade, turn the water on.
Here goes.
Hey, did you hear something rumbling?
Must be my tummy.
Oh, my God.
This is great! We'll get most of our vegetables back. Wash!
Awesome! Was I useful?
We're lucky to have you around.
You know, I complain a lot. But when you get right down to it, it's a wonderful life.
Stormy day, and the pussycat was snoring. And since no one was around to play, the little puppy went exploring. Odie didn't listen to our warning that it wasn't safe to roam. So he left the house on a rainy morning and he wandered far from home. Down the avenue, the puppy stumbled to the warehouse part of town. And about that time, the storm clouds rumbled and the rain came pouring down. Now, as we all know, this dog is dense and is not known for his brain. But he had at least the common sense to seek shelter from the rain. Well, the truck in which he chose to nap was the rig of Billy Bob, an honest and hard-working chap who was desperate for a job. Till the day that rich guy came around and said to Billy's glee, "If you get this load there safe and sound, you can come and work for me." It was quite a break for a guy who's broke, so he loaded up the freight. And by the time that the dog awoke, they were on the interstate. When he found he had a dog aboard, Billy Bob was shocked and said, "To take you back, I can't afford. We will have to press ahead.
Keep on rolling, keep on rolling, rolling down the road. Keep on rolling, keep on rolling, with your heavy load. Keep on trucking, keep on trucking. That's what truckers do. I got to keep on trucking. Got to get on through."
Well, Trucker Bruce was a local blight who was known from here to Fargo for running trucks off the road at night to relieve them of their cargo. When he spotted Billy's passing rig, he said with an evil smirk, "That trucker's hauling something big. Guess it's time I went to work." So he got his truck out on the double. 'Twas the biggest he could find. And Billy knew he was in real big trouble when he saw old Bruce behind. Billy shook and moaned and shivered, and he told the puppy why. "We'll never get this load delivered if I can't outrun this guy." The tire rubber almost burned as they zoomed on down the trail. But no matter which way Billy turned, he could see Bruce on his tail. Billy Bob was hurrying, but it was a hopeless cause. And Odie sat there worrying with his face buried in his paws. He realized with great dismay it was more than likely that he never more would romp and play with his friend Garfield Cat. If you're wondering what became of me, I was nowhere near the road. I can't rescue Odie. I'm not in this episode. Keep on snoring, keep on snoring. Back home safe and sound. Keep on snoring, keep on snoring. Most fun I have found. Keep on sleeping, keep on sleeping. Peaceful here alone. Got to keep on sleeping. Odie's on his own. Now Odie tried to leave his seat when a spilly chance to take. And he tumbled down near Billy's feet and he fell onto the brake. The truck came to a sudden stop right there on the interstate. And Bruce found himself right on top of an accident at first rate. But Bruce, he had both skill and luck, and he swerved up on that ridge. And he didn't run into Billy's truck, but he did drive off the bridge. He hit the lake with a mighty splash, and it looked like there he'd stay. So Billy Bob, like a lightning flash, hit the gas and sped away. They didn't see old Bruce climb out of his truck all wringing wet. They didn't hear his angry shout, "I'll catch up with you yet." An hour later, Billy stopped to get something quick to eat. And Odie napped while Billy shopped till a stranger took his seat. That truck bad Bruce was going to grab, and his plan had but one flaw. For Billy'd seen him by the cab, and he'd notified the law. The sheriff slapped the cuffs on Bruce, been hunting him all year. But then they saw the truck was loose, cause he left the thing in gear.
Stop the rolling, stop the rolling. Do not let it roll. Stop the rolling, stop the rolling. Truck out of control. Stop the trucking, stop the trucking. Or he won't survive. Got to stop the trucking. Odie cannot drive.
The puppy dog was filled with fear. His horn went beep, beep, beep. He tried in vain the truck to steer and hit things that were cheap. Just when it seemed to be a loss, the sheriff lent a hand. And Billy Bob, he swung across and quickly took command. The puppy covered up his eyes. They rolled into a shop. And they both had a big surprise when the truck came to a stop. This building was, they quickly found, the company's address. They brought the cargo safe and sound with approximate success. The job was Billy Bob's to claim as promised by the man who had them paint his product's name on the side of Billy's van. Next morning on another run, the pup came home for real. But when he told me what he'd done, I said, "Big fat hairy deal." It made no difference to this cat, but I was thunderstruck when I saw the sign that revealed that it was a lasagna truck. There are heroes of most every kind, but the ones this cat adores are the heroes who should be enshrined, who bring pasta to our stores. Keep on rolling, keep on rolling, rolling down the road. Keep on rolling, with your heavy load. Keep on trucking, that's what truckers do. Got to keep on trucking, got to get on through.